For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Apologies, everyone. I'm running about 15 minutes late today. I accidentally deleted a graphic, and I was trying to just hide it, and so then I needed 20 minutes to remake the graphic. And here we are. A little bit late, but no worse for the wear. It's Fantasy NBA Today. It's your Thursday morning show. We're 2 weeks from the start of the baseball season. I don't know, matters for any of you guys playing fantasy basketball, but I'm guessing some of you out there are also playing fantasy baseball. So you can go get our fantasy baseball draft guide. That's available at sportsethos.com, including this insane live draft tracker tool. Again, that's at sportsethos.com. Get the MLB pass or get the All Sport pass so you get basketball in it and football as well. I am at Dan Bespris over on Twitter. Hopefully you guys can come find me over there. I'd love to see you. It's at DanBesBris. And please take a moment to like, rate, and subscribe as we dive in on the news du jour. News of the morning, Rashawn Holmes is already out. So that's a thing, which, by the way, it's annoying because it looked like he might actually get a week or two of legitimate fantasy value. This is more relevant for our afternoon shows this week, where we talk about streaming in excruciating, painful detail. And we'll do that again this afternoon. We'll have an afternoon show probably around 2-ish Pacific time, if I had to guess, so about 4 hours from right now. So make sure to subscribe so you get that. That'll be where we focus on the head-to-head stuff. These shows where we do the recap, where we kind of get everything sized up for fantasy purposes. This is not about scheduling quirks. Okay? If you guys are like, oh, but this guy has a terrible schedule. Not what I'm curious about this morning. Okay, this show is about isolating the guys that can impact your fantasy team, and then you can take that and look at schedules if you like, or don't. I don't care. Do it either way. Let's start looking at yesterday's card. There are a lot of games to break down, so let's just get chugging. I'm going to try to keep these shows closer to a half an hour going forward, because I think with the afternoon show, unless there's like something really big that's going on that we need to take an extra 6-7 minutes on, I think we should be able to move through these games at, 2 to 3 minutes per ball game, but let's see how it goes. Brooklyn at Orlando. Mikal Bridges did not hit a shot until very late in this game. He was extremely lucky to get up to 17 points, but obviously he's fine. The big thing here for Brooklyn is that Cam Johnson came back and immediately played 29 minutes. Cam Thomas did have some fouls, but it didn't matter. He still played a team-high 39 minutes in the ball game. So that didn't have any impact on Cam Johnson. And Dorian Finney-Smith's minutes trended down to 25. Now, the Nets were bad in this game until pretty late. I mean, they had a nice little late sort of almost borderline garbage time push. So I don't want to put too much stock in that. The game was farther apart than the final score would indicate, and it's why most of the other starters for Brooklyn didn't get into the 30s in minutes played. But what I do want to focus on is now with Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson both back in there, what does that mean for the guys around them? Because Bridges, he's going to play every day. And so does that mean there's enough left for Dennis Schroeder? Is there enough left for Dorian Finney-Smith? I think on Finney-Smith, the answer is no. This game was a pretty quiet one. We really do need him as one of those like 30-minute plus guys if we're going to get fantasy value out of Finney-Smith. And I don't know that he's getting, I mean, he might get to 30, but you know, 32, 33, 34, that's where he starts to hit better than top 90. And so I think he probably, if anything, falls kind of in the doesn't matter group right now. Schroeder is the one I'm not 100% sure on. He had 13 points, 3 assists. He did have a steal and a 3-pointer, and he made 6 free throws. But overall, we know that he needs a lot of usage to be fantasy relevant. And Cam Thomas coming back already put a little bit of a dent into him. And now Johnson coming back is going to put another little dent into him. I expect the Nets overall to be better against teams that are not as good defensively as are the Magic. So let's give Schroeder one or two more ball games before we make a final call on him either way. If he turns out to be kind of bad over both of those, then maybe we move on. But I don't think we can dump quite this fast. Let's be a little bit more patient on Schroeder. If you wanted to dump Finney-Smith, and I wouldn't stop you. The Magic, I have had no fantasy thoughts on Orlando in like 2.5 months. So I don't even know why we continue to talk about them every day. If you have questions about the Magic, you got to go back and read any of my tweet storms or watch any of our shows. It's the same stuff over and over again. Wendell Carter Jr. splits his time with Mo Wagner and Goga Batadze, and sometimes they go small. Banchero is a very efficient ball game, better in points leagues than Nine Cat. Franz Wagner is a Nine Cat guy. Jonathan Isaac is like kind of pushing borderline Nine Cat, but you know he's going to drop as soon as you start to trust him. Gary Harris, no. And Jalen Suggs doesn't shoot the ball well enough. So there you go. There's really nobody else besides Franz and Nine Cat, Paolo in points league, and that's it. You might have some schedule play guys, but we'll talk about that on the second half of our show. I actually really like splitting the show up into two. I don't like having to do a show where it's like, oh, this guy's a schedule play, and let's look at his schedule, and then we come back and we go to the next ball game. It's too much. So this show, we don't focus on schedule. And the afternoon show, we focus exclusively on schedule. It's a beautiful thing. And I can't do that all season long, but we're doing it now because you're in the playoffs, and that's where those two things become much more relevant. All right, let's keep working along here. Chat room is lighting up with Vukovic playoff news. I mean, we might. Apparently, he's coming over to the Wizards. That's the news. I mean, you can't add him. You can't add him in a head-to-head league because you have no idea when he's actually going to play. I mean, if you really want to add him in Roto? I guess the Wizards have no centers right now. He's a pretty big dude, 7-footer, floor spacer, all that stuff. It's a 2-year deal. You know, Woj tweeted about it yesterday, and I kind of zipped past it because that's like, yeah, I mean, okay, fine. But then you look and the Wizards are down all these bodies. I can't imagine he's going to come in and play a ton right out of the chute. The Wizards still have a bunch of usage guys, so I think probably pass, or at least maybe let's see first. Okay, back to the card at hand. Toronto lost at Detroit. Raptors are in hard tank mode right now, which for those of us who picked up Kelly Olynyk in way too many places is glorious news. He had 6 turnovers, but I can't bring myself to care because Kelly also had 19 points, 6 boards, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 3-pointers. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I've been on the not yet for Grady Dick freight train, and it looks like we got it right for this ball game. I think he needs one more usage guy out of the way, which I know is asking a lot because Scotty Barnes is gone and they traded half of their other usage dudes, and Jakob Poeltl's still out, and Gary Trent is still out. And amazingly, that's not enough still for Grady Dick, who, you know, 13 shots is fine, but he's not the point guard. He's not even close. He's sort of the fourth ball handler on this team right now. He's not the premier scorer on the team, although he will attempt to do that. And he doesn't get all that much other stuff in his fantasy game. So I'm not there yet. And that's not to say that he won't become fantasy playable down the stretch if Quickly gets shut down or Bruce Brown gets shut down or whatever. And then they're like, all right, Grady, you get to run the offense a little bit. But right now you've got Olynyk, Bruce Brown, Emmanuel Quickly are all basically point guard types ahead of Grady Dick. So I'm not there yet with him, and I don't think you should be either. But Bruce Brown is an ad. 17-4-5-2.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Steals and a block. He shot the ball well, but I mean, 33 minutes is the key. The 12 shots is the key. He's going to be a facilitator. When Gary Trent comes back, I reserve the right to change my opinion on Bruce Brown. But for now, Quickly, Brown, and Olynyk are the three guys you're playing. Jontay Porter is going to play the backup center minutes behind Kelly for the most part. He had a huge ball game yesterday, but like we've seen enough of his games to know that six assists and five defensive stats and 2 3-pointers is not something that's particularly repeatable for him, especially not in 21 minutes. So Quickly, Brown, and Olynyk. Those are your everydayers. For Detroit, the everydayers are Jalen Duren, who had another 20-20 game. I freaking love Jalen Duren's rebounding. Remember I said that before the season started, that one of my favorite things to watch in the NBA is Jalen Duren on the glass? If only he could have stayed fully healthy this year. You guys may have also remembered that one of my hot takes of the season was Jalen Duren could lead the league in rebounding. And he's not going to do that, but he's with the hyper-elite guys. He's with Sabonis, Gobert, AD, Jokic, Embiid, Giannis. Duren's ahead of two of those guys. Half a rebound behind AD and Jokic. I mean, this man is a rebounder. He's a beast. Love it. So Duren, Cade are the only two Pistons you can start right now in all formats. When Ausar Thompson comes back from the flu, he would be the third. Isaiah Stewart got 3 blocks and 3 3-pointers. He also shot 5 for 6. This, again, you know, this is like the good iteration, but we know Stewart really doesn't block that many shots. If you can catch lightning in a bottle, you know, good for you. It's more of a schedule play stuff. But as far as, you know, full season, we're talking full season on this show. Schedule play, we'll talk in the afternoon. I'll repeat that 1,000 times if I have to really get it to sink in. Duren, Cade, and then Thompson when he comes back. And you're like, Dan, what about Ivy? Yeah, I left him off on purpose. Points leagues only. Fontecchio is close with Thompson out. I mean, 38 minutes is hard to look at and say, oh, he didn't do anything there. He's been scoring a decent amount. Fontecchio's going to get you some points and threes. Every once in a while, he'll tumble into a steal or two. Call him borderline for, you know, games capping format or, you know, holding format kind of stuff. He's above schedule play, but he's more of a 50-50 kind of guy. Call it the doesn't matter type of group. When Michael Porter Jr. is hitting shots, the Nuggets are not beatable. Simple as that. Because Jamal Murray wasn't even good in this ball game, and they still, they just pushed Miami back by 10, 15 points, and it really didn't change the whole damn ball game. There's no, I have no fantasy thoughts on the Nuggets. They're just, they remain a cut above, in my opinion, everybody else in the NBA, with maybe the exception of the Celtics, but I'm not even sure about that. I don't know how anybody stops the Nuggets when they're focused, when they're really doing stuff. They're unstoppable. Jokic wasn't even good in this ball game. He was fine. He was sort of coasting. He was like, all right, I'm not gonna fight with Bam Adebayo all night. I'll just let these other guys win this one. Speaking of Bam, Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler. Those are your four Miami Heat. That's an easy call. Coby White couldn't quite make it through overtime. He left at the end of regulation, basically, in the Chicago overtime win over Indiana. Torrey Craig picked up the minutes in the short term. Don't be surprised if when the Bulls play a team that's not trying to run like the Indiana Pacers, that you don't get a little bit more Andre Drummond. And we've talked on this show before about the Bulls' schedule being a big factor in when Drummond actually gets to play basketball games. But if Coby White has to miss a game or two, they may not have a choice. Like, yeah, they might see more Torrey Craig, but they've sort of accepted the fact that they tend to be better when they go a little big. The opponents are not great for it. They've got the Clippers, who don't play all that fast, so you could probably run Drummond there. The Wizards, who don't really run anything, so like, you could Drummond if you want to. It doesn't matter. Wizards aren't going to go big, so who controls the size of that ball game? Then you've got the Blazers. The question really then becomes, can Vooch hang with a power forward? And for the Blazers, power forward, if it's Jeremy Grant, the answer is no. If it's some random young dude, the answer is, of course, yeah, those guys are not very good. Rockets, eh. So I don't know. I would not pre-add Drummond. I would say just keep an eye on that situation, find out what direction Chicago goes in the starting lineup for the next ball game if Coby White can't play. Otherwise, this is the starters team and has been for the year. Man, how good is Alex Caruso? I know Chicago still wants to delude themselves into making a playoff run. I'm so sad that they didn't trade him for all the assets, because it'd be so much fun to see him on a true contender and also see the Bulls actually do a little bit of a proper rebuild. In any event, DeMar DeRozan. Got to pause on DeMar. DeMar is inside the top 30 now, people, on a per-game basis. He's also played in 64 basketball games this year, a pillar of durability. Do you know what that puts DeMar on a totals basis? First round, number 12, ladies and gentlemen, DeMar DeRozan, by totals this year. Number 12. Is that nuts or is that nuts? Old men forever. Indiana, TJ McConnell continues to put up nice numbers even in only 20 minutes of ballgame. He had one bad one mixed in there, but like the other six or seven have been very good. We're talking almost 3 weeks now. He's been a top 75 play in limited minutes. So you guys know I don't typically like to say, oh yeah, you play the guy while they're hot. Well, thing is, you know, I wouldn't even argue that he's that hot. It's just that the Pacers need his max energy style for those 20 minutes. He was part of the unit for the Pacers that played really well in this ball game. They ended up losing, but McConnell was a plus 15. His bench units were dominating the Bulls bench. Dominating. He doesn't fit against everybody. And, you know, there are times where he just sort of has to come out because the matchup dictates it. But 20 minutes right now is enough for him. So go ahead and play TJ McConnell. He's an everydayer right now. Aaron Nesmith, soft hold. He's a hold, but he's a soft hold. At least he had 3 three-pointers. No defensive stats. That's the thing, that a little bit of a letdown, but usually you'll get a steal. And you get a steal and he makes one more shot in this game, and you're like, oh, that was a pretty good ball game. So hold on, Nesmith. Cleveland got Donovan Mitchell back, and now magically they're good again. By the way, it's not magic. The funny thing is, he didn't even play all that well. It's just having Donovan Mitchell around makes the Cavs 9,000 times better. George Niang still filling in for Max Strus, 16-6 with 4 three-pointers. I would say probably play Niang while Strus is out. Sam Merrill had 5 threes and 9 assists. I don't know where that came from, but you're not picking him up. Caris LeVert is likely a drop, as is Isaac Okoro with Donovan Mitchell back. Those guys are just not going to have enough to do on a night-to-night basis. And then for Okoro, it's about sort of rolling up stats. He'll stay closer. LeVert is all about the points league stuff. So if the volume isn't there, then he's not going to be close because the percentages are always going to be a mess. On the other side, no real big adjustments. Pelicans outside of Zion pretty much got smoked in this ballgame. Where's CJ McCollum ranked these days? I haven't looked in a while. I know by totals he's not all that high, but remember he was in like the late teens, early 20s for a while. 47. The great leveling, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of happened while nobody was watching. Jonas Valanciunas got run off the floor. That's happened a few times lately, which is annoying, but you're going to hang on. They tried Zion at center, tried maybe going small against a giant opponent. Didn't work. Whoopsies. Oh, well. On to the next one. Herb Jones, you're holding. Trey Murphy, you're holding. He's been super-duper hot. I know he wasn't great in this ballgame, but you got to give these guys a little bit more time. Charlotte beat Memphis in a battle of the zombie teams. Vasilije Micic, continue to stream him for Cody Martin. Trey Mann was back. Did not have a particularly impressive ball game, but you can start him in most formats and hope for that top 100 range. Grant Williams is a coin flip. He's been pretty good lately. I'll give him that. Better as a starter, better as a center. So I'm going to say doesn't matter. Put him in the doesn't matter group. You could start him. You could not start him against your games cap. I don't think it's going to matter all that much. So Trey Mann, soft yes. Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, obviously. Micic, yes right now until Cody Martin shows back up again, which still sounds like it's at least a week away. Nick Richards, low-end center, so he's kind of a doesn't matter also. And then Alexei Pokuševski played 26 and a half minutes. If he suddenly starts to play like legitimate minutes on this team, then he would be an ad. Because there are very few guys in the NBA that can do what he can do. The problem is he's still built like Jack Skellington. And the only way he's going to have success is against other teams that have no idea what they're doing, which is basically Memphis right now. So I'm hesitant to call him anything other than a watch list. And Davis Bertans, as expected, not a 12-team guy. Schedule play, sure, if you want, but yeah. For Memphis, so here's the thing. Like, we could spend 10 minutes now talking about who to start and who not to start on the Grizzlies. I could do a whole frickin' show on it. But you want to know why it's not really worth our time? I'll tell you why. Because we have no idea who's playing for Memphis until 2 hours before the ballgame starts. In most roto leagues, the moves are made a day before. So talking about the Grizzlies isn't helpful. There's nothing we can do with that information an hour and a half before the ballgame starts when you find out, oh, okay, so JJJ's out and John Conchar is in and Luke Kennard is in but might sit out the next one. And Jordan Goodwin, we used up another of his games, but he came off the bench for this one because Scottie Pippen Jr. needed to start. Who, by the way, keep an eye on Scottie Pippen Jr. also. And let's see, Vince Williams is still out, but Santi Aldama is also out. Trey Jameson remains in and playing 32 minutes tonight. So here's the thing. I can't possibly tell you today who to play in the Grizzlies' next ballgame. There's just no way. Because I don't know if John Conchar is going to play. And I don't know if JJJ is going to play. And I don't know if Santi Aldama is going to play. And I don't know if Luke Kennard is going to play. So how could I possibly tell you which of these fill-in guys is useful? Jake LaRavia has been a steals menace lately, but otherwise he was quite bad in this ballgame. But he got 30 minutes, so he's close. LaRavia's close. G.G. Jackson actually shot the ball a little bit better, but likely to tank you on the sort of a day-to-day with him. Like, nice scoring numbers, but he doesn't get any defensive stats, and typically he shoots the ball worse than this. Kennard, if I knew he was going to play starters minutes, I'd be able to say go, but we don't know. Do you want to put Kennard on your bench in Roto and spot play him? I guess I'm okay with that. Jordan Goodwin is probably good enough in a spot play. Vince Williams and JJJ are definitely good enough when they're starting. John Conchar took 8 shots. If we knew he was going to take 8 shots, he'd be an everyday guy easy. But I have no idea. So I'd love to tell you to go out and pick up 4 of these guys, but also, they might not even play in their next ball game, which I think is still a day or two away. Memphis doesn't play today or tomorrow. They play Saturday against the Thunder. So we don't even get more information. We're not going to know who's in and who's out for roughly 2 days. That game's against Oklahoma City at home. For roughly like 2 days and 6 hours from now, then we'll know who to play for Memphis. I really like John Conchar's 9-cat game. Trey Jameson's 9-cat game is, okay. I really like Jordan Goodwin's 9-cat game. I kind of like Luke Kennard's 9-cat game. I don't like G.G. Jackson's. Scottie Pippen Jr.'s I kind of like. Jake LaRavia's I kind of like. Obviously, I like Vince Williams and JJJ, but like, these guys can't all coexist, so we just have to wait and find out which 5 or 6 are in on a given night and then make our call from there. It sucks that that's the way we have to do it. I'd love to be able to say, hey, go do a thing. Can't do a thing. By the way, shout out to Dem Birds in the chat room for basically telling me, Dan, go look at your news feed. Luka Doncic out. Ruled out already. Early in the morning, which I hate to say, but kind of augurs poorly for his game against Denver on Sunday, but at least he's got 2 days off before that one. Mavericks' schedule gets extremely light. And if you wanted to, I don't know that I would, unless you're on a team with only 1 game left this week, you could move to like a Tim Hardaway Jr., because he'll have a big role here today and maybe Sunday. I don't think I'd recommend it, though. But this is a brutal blow if you're a team that's been relying on Luka all season long. For me personally, this is like the greatest news I could have broken on the show today. And I tweeted about it last night. Luka Doncic, incredible. One of the best players in the world. A wizard. You watch him play and you're like, how can he do this? He's not moving all that fast, but he's just like a little bit bigger than you realize and so smooth and creates space and he's so brilliant with angles and like everything about it is just a joy. But I'm also playing against him in both of my cash head-to-head leagues right now. Both of them have Luka on the other side. And if he doesn't play these 2 ball games, my chances of winning the weeks go from like 30% in one league, where I don't think I'm going to win, but if Luka's out, better than 50-50. And in the other one, which is probably like a 60% chance, even if Luka plays, probably goes up to like 80 or 85. Like, this is a big deal for me that he just got ruled out. You guys don't care, nor should you, but I do about my leagues. I'm trying to get a new laptop over here, man. I got to win some head-to-head leagues because Roto, they split the money a little bit smaller. You know, Roto, take a second place, that's a big drop-off from first. I love being in the money, but it's hard when you're playing in a bunch of Roto leagues to really rack up the big bucks. Head-to-head, you can rack up the big bucks. You throw a couple of first places in there, and it's a windfall. I'm going to say the following, and you guys are going to think that it's a cop-out, but it's not a cop-out. Steph Curry is expected back for the Warriors in their weekend game against the Lakers, so pretty much ignore this ball game. Pretty much ignore the last 2, frankly, for the Warriors. Anything you did related to Golden State streamer-level guys was pretty well localized to a 2-game sample. So Brandon Pajemski, a couple of good ball games, but Steph's coming back, so he's liable to trend down. Trayce Jackson-Davis getting bonus playing time because they wanted him in there alongside Chris Paul so that CP3 had a rim runner, a lob threat, basically, because part of what makes Chris Paul as good as he is as a point guard is having guys that can get towards the bucket. Because if he's looking for a short roll on Draymond Green, which is a lot of what happens with Steph, and then he's cutting and he's moving back out. Chris Paul's not a distance threat the way Steph is, and frankly, he's not a threat near the rim the way Steph is. So that scheme didn't really work. Draymond sat this ball game out, by the way, so that meant even safer role for Trayce Jackson-Davis. But I expect Dre and Steph back over the weekend. So expect Jackson Davis to taper off. I think Pajemski tapers off. Klay, you hold on to. He's very up and down this year, but you're holding on to him because he's been just barely good enough. And then Andrew Wiggins seems like he's playing enough now to where he can stick around on your team. And we just talked about the Dallas Mavericks a minute ago. No Luka for their ball game tonight, which means Kyrie Irving is going to get a lot of stuff to do. Daniel Gafford, this might blow up what, and I don't know how many people are aware of this, but Daniel Gafford has made 33 consecutive buckets. Can you believe that? That's wild. I mean, I love me some Daniel Gafford, but that is exceptional. He's now shooting 71% from the field on the year, and he hasn't missed a shot since March 3rd. 7 for 7.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
5 for 5, 7 for 7, 9 for 9, 5 for 5 again. Ridiculous, ridiculous run for Daniel Gafford over that stretch. And of course, it's catapulted him back up where he belonged, which is number 34 per game, 9-cat, in 24 and 45 seconds, minutes per game. Third round in under 25 minutes a game. Daniel Gafford, one of the best per-minute producers in all of fantasy. He's one of the hugest old man squad wins of the year. And why I yelled and yelled and yelled and pleaded with you all to just please hang on to Gafford post-trade as long as humanly possible. I know it was getting hard, but, I mean, like, he only needed 20 minutes to be fantasy playable. But no Luka now. Can Kyrie get him open enough to break the record, which I think is 35? A Wilt Chamberlain record. 35 consecutive shots made, and Daniel Gafford has a chance to break it in the Mavericks ballgame tonight if he makes his first three in a row. Amazing. Love it. Derek Lively, Maxi Kleba, by the way, is doubtful for the Mavs ballgame due to a toe situation. So that means Derek Lively would probably also be playable. If you wanted to go sort of one-night stand on Derek Lively. PJ Washington's been a hot, and you guys know I tend not to ride the hot hand, although, again, with Luka out, that probably means, I mean, Luka's typically taken, you know, between 20 and 25 shots a ball game and, you know, 6 to 9 free throws a game. You put that usage back in the main pool. There's only so much Kyrie can take from that. Even if you gave Kyrie 7 or 8 of those 22 shots, that still leaves 15 left. So P.J. Washington's going to get some. Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to get at least a half dozen, I would think. He's probably streamable for one game. And, this is what happens when one of the stars goes down. You look at Tim Hardaway. You look at Dante Exum is back and starting to play better again. He might be playable tonight. But you know me. I don't dabble in the mites against the games cap. So Kyrie, yes. Gafford, yes. Tim Hardaway, I'll say yes. Even if he's not starting, he's going to take a bunch of shots. And then, yes, also to P.J. Washington, but I'm not going to trust the other guys. It's a bit of a roll of the dice. Got a few Rui Hachimura questions. He's been very good for the Lakers, but he really doesn't do anything besides score, mostly from the mid-range, which is like the least useful place to score from in fantasy. You're not getting the three-pointers, and, you know, to Rui's credit, he's hitting all of his mid-range shots, but you're not getting the boost of a lot of dunks to your field goal percent. He did boost the field goal percent, but he's just not, it's not good enough on the roto side. So schedule play for Hachimura, and the Lakers have a terrible schedule, so move along. Keon Ellis filled in for Keegan Murray the previous ball game. He filled in for Kevin Huerter in this ball game, and he's been great. He was awesome on Dame. He was awesome on D'Lo. And he was a big-time difference maker. Shot 5-for-8, including 3 three-pointers, which is a big deal because the Lakers were kind of daring him to hit from the outside. And the Kings just went bananas from three-point land. And frankly, there's just, you're not going to win that ballgame if the Kings are hitting 19 threes and shooting 52%, you're not going to beat them. Doesn't matter how well you play on the other side. And everybody's like, oh, the Lakers were horrible. I actually don't think the Lakers as a team were all that bad. Austin Reeves played well. Rui played very well. LeBron was actually not very good in this ballgame. He rebounded well, but he didn't shoot at all. D'Lo was bad, and then AD has so much trouble with Domantas Sabonis. I really don't know why the Lakers don't go big and just try to get Anthony Davis off of Sabonis as much as humanly possible, not have to fight with him for rebounds. It exhausts AD, and the Lakers just keep pushing the same button and expecting a different result. It ain't happening, guys. He's too strong. There are like three guys in the NBA that Anthony Davis cannot deal with. Sabonis, Jokic, and those two guys have a lot of similarities, and then Joel Embiid, who's also gigantic. The other big dudes are too slow. AD goes around them, so even if he gets beat up a little bit, he can go kind of around and over. But these guys we're talking about are too big and quick enough to stay in AD's way and sort of like push him out too far. He can't quite go around him the way he can around someone like, say, a Jonas Valanciunas, who's giant and gives him a little trouble at the other end of the floor, but AD and the whole Lakers team would just play that dude off the court. I don't know why the Lakers don't try something different, but in any event, good news for the Kings because, you know, they were hot. Harrison Barnes had 7 three-pointers. If you had him going, congratulations. He's had 2 pretty good games in a row. He is going to play more. I'll say this for Barnes. He's going to play more because Trey Lyles is out. And he did more because Kevin Huerter was out. So there were a couple of extra things that came his way. But I still don't want to play him against the games cap. Keon Ellis, I'm not playing against the games cap. Also, Kevin Huerter might be back. The Kings go into a pretty clunky scheduling stretch here. They got 1 game the rest of this week and 2 games over 6 days before a 5-7. That starts Wednesday of next week, which, again, only relevant if your league continues beyond next week. Otherwise, you only get 3 of those 5 games. But if you have a King the rest of this week, like if you were thinking about picking up Keon Ellis, like what's your hurry? Because Huerter might be back, and then Keon goes back to playing 19, 20 minutes instead of closer to 30. And finally, the Atlanta Hawks, who stink. Sorry, Hawks. That's okay. You Hawks fans know. They're 7 games under 500. They still somehow have the 10 seed because the teams below them in the East are even worse. And we were wondering, would anybody pick up slack for the combination of Sadiq Bey and Jalen Johnson? And the answer is no. No, nobody did. Vit Krejci had 7 points in 31 minutes. Took a grand total of 4 shots, so he didn't do anything. DeJounte Murray took 29 shots. He had a field day, but nobody else could do anything. You're playing Murray. You're playing Bogdan Bogdanovic. You're playing DeAndre Hunter, who I know wasn't good in this ballgame, but there's just enough for him to do. And you're playing Clint Capella for the Hawks right now. You are not dabbling in Garrison Matthews or Bruno Fernando or Krejci or Trent Forrest or Wesley Matthews, who played 14 minutes before I assume he left the ballgame because a leg fell off. No, I'm being told no. His limbs are all okay, good. Portland. So how many, raise your hand if you thought that the Blazers veterans would be like mostly playing at this point of March? Any of you? Two? Yeah, this is kind of surprising. But here's the thing. Simons missed a bunch of time earlier in the year. Ayton missed a bunch of time earlier in the year. So these are guys that are like, screw it, man. Like, we already had our rest. We don't want to be shut down because we already sort of pre-shut things down. Now, you know, for Simons, he's number 95 because all he does is score and hit three-pointers for the most part. And he's a good free-throw shooter as well, but there's a lot of holes in his 9-cat game. Still, obviously, he's a start because a bunch of guys are out and he's going to take a bazillion shots. And then DeAndre Ayton, who had a great start to the year and then went through a prolonged slow stretch, is back up to number 41 on a per-game basis in 9-cat. But he only played 43 games so far this year. And Simons is at 42. So if rest, quote-unquote rest, is what you're looking for, I mean, these guys already got it. Even if they play all of their games down the stretch right now, we're still only talking how many games the Blazers have left. They're at 65. They got 17 games left. Like, they could play all of them, and they'd get to around 60. You think these guys need more rest than that? Jeremy Grant's, by the way, in the low 50s. So if you think he might play a little more down the stretch, yeah, maybe you get another 7-8 games out of him. Like, half games. I think Grant is going halftime, and I think Ayton and Simons are probably going like three-quarter to four-fifths time. Cool beans, man. The other Blazer you can play every day is Matisse Thybulle, who is head-to-head roto, I don't care, schedule, I don't care. He's too valuable right now for what he does on the defensive side. Good news, of course, is that Portland has a very good schedule starting like basically at the whole month of March. They are hyper-loaded through the month of March, the Blazers are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 games between March 1st and March 29th. And then they're off for 2 days at the very end of the month. That's the only time in the entire month they have back-to-back days off. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4 back-to-backs in there. I mean, that is as loaded a schedule as you can get. And it's why guys are getting some days off also. But, like, Matisse Thybulle, in that run, Herculean defensive stats. You don't really think about the kind of damage he can do in 25 to 35 minutes playing with, like, very few usage guys around him. It's extraordinary. He's been great. And then anybody else on this team is a schedule play right now. Don't say, but what about? No, schedule play. They're all schedule plays. Jeremy Grant, obviously, you play him when he's in there. So, that's your recap. Quick check of the chat room before we wrap this thing up. We already talked about Tristan Vukovic. Any chance Gary Trent Jr. comes back this week? Yeah, there's a chance. He was questionable until about 2 hours before their last ballgame, and then he got downgraded to doubtful. So, to that end, I'd be a little surprised if he played tomorrow. But I don't think you can rule Sunday out yet. James Wiseman versus Jaime Jaquez Jr. in a points league. I actually think I'd probably go Jaquez. I know Wiseman's been a little bit better lately, not like a total dumpster fire, but he's still a super low-minute backup to Jalen Duren, and Jaquez was going to play mid-20s in minutes. So you just, like, in my eyes, you go with the guy who probably plays a tiny bit more. Do I drop Draymond Green or Kelly Olynyk to bring Kawhi off the injured list? Is Kawhi playing? I didn't see anything about him in. You might not have to worry about that, friends. I think Kawhi probably misses a game or two, so you probably don't have to worry about it. But if you did, the guy you'd be dropping is Draymond Green. You're definitely not dropping Kelly Olynyk. He's a monster right now. Brook Lopez was dropped by a playoff team that's hurting. Do I pick him up? Yeah, but Milwaukee's schedule sucks. They play today. They play Sunday. They only have three next week, including a Sunday game. So, you know, starting today, they have four games over 8 days, but starting tomorrow, they have only three over seven. And they have one over five starting tomorrow. I'm going to say no, actually, because after today, their schedule is sort of untenable. Surprise, surprise. You didn't think I was going to say that. Do you think Gafford's going to be worse with Luka out? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Is Porzingis a drop?
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, if you're in a head-to-head league and you can't stash him, is he really the worst injured player? Because he should be IL eligible by now. Surely you have someone worse than Porzingis you can drop instead. That's also hurt. But yeah, you can't take zeros if you're in the playoffs right now, so should I drop Spencer Dinwiddie for someone from the YMCA? Yes. With Mitchell Robinson coming back, I dropped Isaiah Hartenstein for Grady Dick. Was it the right choice? Well, I don't know about Grady Dick as the pickup, but yeah, Hartenstein you can drop. He hasn't been good because of the Achilles and the minutes cap. And I think I said it on yesterday's show or the day before. It sucks because his upside is insane, but Hartenstein's not going to play enough. Isn't Gary Trent just a three-cat guy with point threes and steals with nothing else? So here's the thing, guys. The answer to that question is sort of, yeah. Also, in general, he's a decent free throw shooter. I know he's not doing all that well there this year, but typically, yes. But the thing is, there's a difference between being a three-cat guy who is a disaster in other stuff and a three-cat guy who only just kind of doesn't hurt you all that much in other stuff. And that's where the math weighs out. So over the last 3 weeks, basically since Gary Trent started getting starters-level minutes, he's number 80 in nine-cat. And you're like, Dan, there are other guys that are three-cat guys who you talk about being ranked in the 150 range. Yeah, it has to do with how good or bad they are in the other categories. Also, how good or bad they are in the ones where they are good. And Gary Trent is good in points, very good in threes, and very good in steals, typically. Okay, great. You got three, like, medium-sized positives. He also doesn't turn the ball over, which is good for nine-cat. Field goal percent is going to be a medium-sized negative, and obviously you're not getting any blocks, but, like, he's going to get you 2 to 3 assists per game most of the time, which isn't good, but it's not destroy your team bad. And he's going to get you 3 to 4 rebounds per game, which isn't good, but it's sort of like in that shooting guard window. And the math, and that's the beauty of, you know, a Basketball Monster rank page or a Yahoo rank page, or we're going to have one coming at Sports Ethos before next season. These rank pages do the math for you. They'll tell you if the good outweighs the bad. And for Trent, it does. It's a good question. Is Vince Williams a drop or do I hope he plays next week? I don't know, man. I think probably, I mean, if you have to make the call, like if you're in a bye or something, you can wait because Memphis has a game in a couple of days. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, if you're in a playoff battle right now, that's a drop. Thoughts on Marvin Bagley coming back? I'd have no idea. I would think next week or the week after, maybe, but it also possibly doesn't play at all. I really don't know because that team is in a weird spot. Grady Dick or Amen Thompson points leagues? Give me Thompson. I'm also playing Luka in my head-to-head, and I have Kyrie, so yay finals next week. Well, we got a two-gamer next week, so rut-row. Duncan Robinson or Bilal for a Sunday stream? Probably Duncan. He's been reliably good and safe, and the holes in Duncan Robinson's fantasy game are smaller than the holes in Koulibaly's fantasy game. Or Jonathan Isaac. Oof, well, Jonathan Isaac, if you need blocks, otherwise not Jonathan Isaac. Funny story here. I actually did pick up Jonathan Isaac in one league because the only prayer I have of winning that playoff matchup, which is, again, against one of these teams with Luka, is to win threes or to come back in threes and hold on to blocks on a team that has Wemby and Chet. Heaven help me. We'll see. You're the best, Dan. Thank you, Dan the man. Hey, thank you, guys. You know, I went to my wife took me to a James Taylor concert for, I think it was my 30th birthday. So that's a long time ago now. It was at the Hollywood Bowl. Maybe it was like 32. I don't remember. We didn't have a kid yet. And in the middle of the concert, we were halfway up because, you know, we're regular people. And we could hear this woman yell, well, I forget the exact, oh, what was the exact phrasing? You rule. I think it was you rule. It was a funny thing to hear somebody scream at a James Taylor concert because James Taylor is what? Is he in his 70s now? And right in the middle of getting ready to play his next song, he turns, looks at her, tips his little beret and says, no, madam, you rule. So to you who say, thank you, Dan the man, or you're the best, Dan, Marco, no, sir. You're the best. Anyway, you're all welcome, and thank you all. I didn't stop to dive into promo that much today, but I would very much appreciate it if you guys checked out our pals over at manscaped.com. That promo code is ETHOS20, and I'm actually going to type it in the chat room so that people can just quickly see it over there. ETHOS20 at manscaped.com gets you 20% off and free shipping on your order. They have things as small as luxury nail kits. If you're ever wondering, how do Dan's nails look so reasonable? Reasonable is my target line, by the way, for how I exist in life. It's Manscaped's shears. That's how. How does Dan's facial hair seem somewhat groomed some of the time? Well, when I actually bother to do it, it's all Manscaped. Everything I use on personal hygiene, my nails, my facial hair, my neck hair, whatever, sideburns, it's all Manscaped. Everything I do. I'm not kidding. I own no other facial hair or personal grooming implements from anywhere. They've been kind enough to send them to me for free as a show host, which is good, but you guys can get them for 20% off over at manscaped.com with promo code ETHOS20. Please do go get yourself some kind of fantasy pass. Baseball draft guide is out right now at Sports Ethos. Check out the Discord free link in our show description if you want to hang out with fellow Ethosians over there. Again, it's free link in the show description. We got all the other stuff in there for our partners at ExpressVPN and for Manscaped and for the draft guide and all that stuff. And then please, please, please take a second on your way out to like and subscribe. And if you're listening where you can rate it, please do that as well. Have a wonderful, wonderful couple of hours. I'll be back with you in about three and a half hours to do our streaming show. See you then.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding.
It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.